News, I'm Joe Palca. Italy's deputy transport minister says at least 22 people were killed when a bridge carrying vehicles partially collapsed in the northern port city of Genoa on Tuesday during an intense storm. Transport Minister Danilo Toninelli said that he was following with great apprehension what seems like an immense tragedy. An eyewitness told Sky Italia television that he saw 8 or 9 vehicles on the bridge when it crumbled in what he described as an apocalyptic scene. ANSA news agency published photos showing a gaping hole in the bridge, which collapsed over a river, railroad tracks, and buildings. Police in London say a man crashed a car into a group of pedestrians and cyclists before hitting a set of barriers outside of Britain's Houses of Parliament on Tuesday, causing a number of injuries. Jason Williams was an eyewitness.
I was driving through the light there, so I saw a silver car. I don't know if he drove into the barrier, but a lot of smoke started coming out of the car, so I stopped the bus immediately. So I like the passenger saying, this is like, we're not moving nowhere. So I saw 2 policemen running towards me saying, you know, we can't go nowhere. We don't know what's happening. So the next thing, so I hear more siren coming, more policemen coming. So they went into the car straight. So then I said, no, we have to move back.
Authorities said officers arrested a male driver of the car on suspicion of terrorist charges. They said there were no other people in the car. They did not find any weapons. They put his age as being in his late 20s. London Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu told reporters that the suspect is not cooperating with police as they try to establish the motive.
The man is in his late 20s and he's been arrested on suspicion of terrorism offences and has been taken to a South London police station where he remains in custody.
He said that based on what investigators know so far, the suspect does not appear to be someone who was previously known to British counterterror or intelligence agencies. This is VOA News. Taliban militants have seized control of an army base in northern Afghanistan, killing and capturing dozens of government soldiers. The fall of Camp Chania in the Gormak district of Faryab province late Monday followed 2 days of intense fighting. Regional military and government officials on Tuesday confirmed to VOA that 40 of the 70 soldiers stationed at the base surrendered to the Taliban. They said the rest have either been killed or fled to nearby mountains during the clashes. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country will boycott U.S. electronic goods following U.S. sanctions over the continued detention of an American Protestant minister. The country's currency stabilized at near record levels on Tuesday following central bank action to shore up the sinking lira as investors express alarm over the country's policies and tensions with the U.S. Mr. Erdogan complained Monday that while Turkey has been a strategic U.S. partner in Afghanistan and Somalia, Washington has stabbed it in the back. The two countries remain at odds over the case of an American Protestant minister, Andrew Brunson, and Turkey's demand that Washington hand over an exiled Muslim cleric following the failed 2016 coup. They're also at odds over sanctions and tariffs. WH Ireland chief market strategist Mike Ingram said European banks have contributed to Turkey's indebtedness.
Turkey has been an avid consumer of loans. Again, I've mentioned that current account deficit, well, a lot of that's been funded effectively by forex debt, particularly within corporates and Eurozone banks with extremely low funding costs and few growth opportunities elsewhere have only been too happy to oblige.
He suggested Turkey may have to turn to the International Monetary Fund. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa on Monday called for national unity to rebuild the economy and put the rancor from last month's election in the past.
We however condemn MDC alliance-inspired violence post our free and fair elections.
Post-election protests left at least 6 dead following the allegations of fraud. The outcome is being challenged in court. North and South Korea have agreed to hold their third summit next month in Pyongyang. No date was announced and no details on an agenda have been released. Center for the National Interest analyst Harry Kasianis says it appears to be a way for South Korea to kickstart the effort to get the North Koreans to denuclearize.
It's very clear that Washington and Pyongyang are basically on 2 very opposite ends of the spectrum. And I think what South Korea is trying to do here is trying to bridge the gap. And I don't know if that's going to happen, but we're going to find out pretty soon.
The two Koreas have also discussed a peace declaration to officially end the Korean War, as well as joint economic projects. Joe Palca, VOA News.
In broadcast, it's today's